There's been widespread condemnation of an incident at a meeting in County Galway last night in which two government TDs had bags of excrement thrown at them by a member of the public. Minister of State for Disability Anne Rabbitt and Fine Gael TD Kieran Cannon were attending a public meeting in Gort, called to discuss a controversial planning decision in the area. Both have reported the incident to Gardaí. Deputy Cannon is on the line now. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy Cannon. And
Hello, Brian.
Thank you for taking our call. So what happened?
Well, we had, and I'm almost 20 years in politics now, the largest public meeting I've ever attended to voice the concerns of the people of Gort at the granting of planning permission by An Bord Pleanála for a 25-acre industrial biogas facility on the edge of a rural South Galway town. That's essentially what the meeting was about, to decide next steps on that. Obviously, as I say, the meeting was absolutely thronged, a very large function room in a local hotel completely filled. And people were invited to express their views. And the organisers of the meeting, who did a superb job, made the point at the very beginning of the meeting that all of the engagement should be done in a very respectful manner. But one gentleman at the very beginning of the meeting took it upon himself to launch into a tirade, essentially accusing Minister Anne Rabbitt and I of being culpable in granting this planning permission, and then proceeded to take two bags of what I now know was cow dung out from his pocket, walked over to me, threw one at me. Then as he returned to his place in the room, he threw the other at Minister Anne Rabbitt, and then he left the meeting and then returned shortly thereafter to stand in quite close proximity to Minister Rabbitt for the remainder of the meeting.
I mean, you presumably attend hundreds of public meetings every year, and I suppose people can express themselves in ways that are vigorous and forthright. But something like this happening, I mean, I presume it's pretty well unprecedented, is it, for you?
For me, it is in those 20 years, and you're right. I mean, we all attend meetings where there's a very often robust exchange of views. There was certainly a palpable sense, a deep sense of concern last night in the meeting expressed by so many people, very eloquently, very passionately, but nobody strayed into the territory where they had, in a really a premeditated manner, gone out and prepared for the meeting two projectiles, put them in their pocket, walked into the meeting and threw them at two public representatives. So it was unprecedented, Brian, there's no question about that. Nobody was injured, you know, and in the level of seriousness in terms of, I suppose, personal endangerment, it wasn't that serious. But what it does give me cause for concern, Brian, is around the whole profession of politics. You know, there is no other profession, be it, you know, teaching, carpentry, accounting, engineering, whatever, where by the very fact that you choose to a career or a profession in politics, that somehow this becomes the norm and this becomes acceptable within society as a whole. And I think while last night wasn't a particularly serious incident, it is part of a cumulative chipping away at our democracy, at the very, I would argue, very precious part of Irish democracy, whereby our public representatives, our ministers, our Taoiseach, our Tánaiste, can move safely and freely about our towns and our villages. And I think that's under threat, Brian, and that's essentially the message I took from last night.
What, Kieran, was the reaction of people attending the meeting to this?
Well, people were genuinely taken aback and shocked and somewhat stunned into silence for a few seconds. I took it upon myself to stand up again and make the point to the gentleman that, you know, government representatives or indeed public representatives don't have any role in making planning decisions of this nature. And if it had been the case that we had a role, this development would not actually be going ahead and we wouldn't have any need for a meeting. But then the meeting just continued on. Now, a lot of people made the point of going over, in particular to Minister Anne Rabbitt after the meeting, and I suppose sharing their concerns with her and their solidarity with her, the fact that she'd been subjected to this attack by this gentleman.
And if this isn't to result in what you fear would be, you know, less accessible politicians to, you know, in the future, what needs or what can be done to try to counter this?
It's a very good question, Brian, and I'm sure if anybody had the answer to this right now, we could move towards arriving at a solution. You know, I've always argued, and I will argue to this day, that social media is demonised to a huge extent, not alone here in Ireland, but indeed across the world. And I've often made the case in the past, and still make the case, that essentially social media is now our digital public square. It's the place where people go to exchange views on issues of the day, be it politics or sport or otherwise. But when it comes to social media engagement with politicians, there's an acceptance of a toxicity and an aggression towards politicians that finds a place in social media, and then, I would argue, spreads out from that. So almost legitimizes that gentleman felt last night that he was doing nothing unusual or indeed unacceptable in making his feelings known in that nature. And I think if society as a whole says, well, hang on a minute now, that's not acceptable, and calls out this kind of behavior, be it in the public domain, be it on social media or elsewhere, I think ultimately we need to move towards a point where this kind of behavior is simply socially unacceptable and not tolerated in any context. That's what we need to get to.
Ciarán, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. That's Fine Gael TD for East Cork.